From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I sit there at home while my children are painting or doing homework, and I just think about the globalists. I think about all the facets of what they're doing. I think about how desperate I am to try to defeat these people and just how disgusting they are. I mean, these are the worst of the worst authoritarians. That's who's gotten in control. See, because you could build a big government to be altruistic, but it will always be taken over by wicked people. And I watch now the politics that they're all going with, that as soon as they got the demographic of the majority being non-white, you now see the demographic of it's racist to not want socialism and communism. And I'm going to talk more about that after the break, and then I'm going to give the number out so that everybody can call in. The phones aren't open yet, but we'll do it when we start the next segment here in just a few minutes. It is such a big deal that they don't care if it's not popular. They need to create the illusion. In fact, that's an important point I need to do a whole report on. They want to create the illusion that they can legitimately take guns. Take guns. Illusion. That's what they do. They create illusions that you wanted government health care. They create illusions that you wanted Barack Obama by having a fraud run against him as well, and then having Obama win through a fraudulent election. The fraud Romney, all the evidence shows, did actually win. But it wouldn't have mattered. They still wanted Obama. And it wouldn't matter if he got in. It's just it was fixed at every level. Because the globalists get all the money, all the power, all the control by just having the puppet president over the puppet empire. America is the heart of the global government. It's what's forcing everybody into it. Because America had more liberty. Brazil has more resources across the board than the United States. You take just three African countries from Nigeria over, has more resources than all the United States. There's three African countries. But they can't produce anything because there's no trust. There's no do business, trust in people, have ideas, honor people that are into invention. I remember old timers when I was a kid growing up were always into machines and fixing things and knowing how things work. And all these old World War II vets I knew that I'd go and visit on the farm and stay with and stuff always had like invention magazines and ideas, and they talk about space travel and stuff. And these were old, what you call rednecks, people that had started their own businesses, been successful. And they had more smarts than a toddling little globalist shellout, Piers Morgan, who thinks that he's cool because he can manipulate a nation of zombies. That's not cool. Let me tell you what's cool, Piersy. It's awakening a nation of zombies and turning them back into humans. It's finding that switch in people to make them humans. That's what I want to see. But see, I'm not an arrogant person putting on a hipster front that I'm too cool to talk to anybody. And everybody's like, well, who's that? They put on an arrogant bearing. I want to be away from people like that. I want to be around the quiet, strong, powerful, smart, amazing people that will turn to you and open their eyes. You can see the electricity. That's who I want to be with forever, not with you people. And it's disgusting to watch you take over the world. And I know this, we're going to beat you. I use the Beowulf analogy. Tree humanity has got you, Grendel, by the arm. And try as you may, we're not letting go. We've decided to hold on to it. And while we hold on to your arm, we're going to politically just stab you until the point of you're going to rip your own arm off just to get away from us. And then you're going to go on down the icy slope bleeding to death, like all tyrannies do, declaring your power with howls of pain as you march towards the cold sea. We got you by the arm. I know that feeling of victory, and we're going to rip it out of your socket politically. No amount of dead kids you stage massacres of, globalists, is going to stop us. We know you're murderers. We know you run Black Ops worldwide. We know you run Al-Qaeda. We know you stage all these events. Newport's got all the signs, all the signatures. You know what? We got your arm. And it's already starting to tear loose. And you're not roaring and snapping your teeth like you're powerful anymore. You're squealing and you're scared. We're going to pull your arm out of its socket. We'll be right back.
I have have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so we have all these foreign globalist interests that have taken over the United States, the greatest engine of wealth and liberty the world's ever seen. They've run us in the ground, got us into debt to them through fiat derivatives deals our trader collaborator government signed on to. They've used our money and our treasure to leverage their private world government while using their own media to blame us for their crimes that they've committed worldwide so the megabanks don't get the blame. The megabanks are imploding Europe, imploding California, imploding other areas with debt. Bloomberg, a foreign banking asset of the UN, checking to his sister at the UN, $25 billion off of insider deals. He is calling for the total abolition of firearms. He's got Cuomo pushing for that. And I've had Larry Pratt of Governors of America on and others. I've talked to members of Congress on air and off air. They've never seen an attack like this. They're going for broke. We've never seen the Russians and the Chinese saying, disarm your people. We've never seen the media say, you're a Ku Klux Klan member if you own guns. You've seen that in the news, starting with Fox Sports 3 weeks ago, now everywhere. They're making their move. And I got some clips coming up of MSNBC and others where they talk about this. And again, they've learned with Americans, especially white Americans, you say something's racist. They could say, you're racist if you don't stick your white daughter in a blender. Many mothers would murder their child on the spot. And I'm not really being sarcastic about that. Political correctness is a religion. The Aztecs said, hey, you're not politically correct if you don't give us your kids to sacrifice. And we've pretty much gotten to that point now where this is the tool they use. And now we're going to go into divide and conquer, the British model, where they brought in enough foreigners and enough people and made them be racially motivated, racial identity, while teaching whites not to have a racial identity, and they're now going to basically bring down the United States. It has nothing to do with race. The globalists are just cold-bloodedly playing people off against each other, off of the fraternity of humans and caring about people for what they stand for and their ideas and not being into tribalism or racism. That is all laudable. You know, I have a dream, but it's all co-opted to sell their agenda, where if you're not for socialism, people I've known for a long time have told me point blank who are liberals. They go, if you don't support socialism and yes, communism, you are a racist. And I'm like, well, you used to be a liberal against Bush with drones and killing and wars, and you were my friend, but now you're saying if I don't turn my guns in, I'm racist? And they say, yes. And I may name names, too. People could probably guess who it is. And I'm like, but I'm not. I mean, the government wants my guns to enslave me. And the thing is, well, we've got to have a collective, and you can't have guns, only the state can. And the UN says in their UNIDIR documents that are in the preamble and were used to develop the UN Small Arms Treaty, they say the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And that's what this is all about, is the power monopoly of the state. Hitler had a power monopoly. Stalin had a power monopoly. Mao, who said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun, disarmed their people, killed over 60 million. I mean, I know history. See, I'm an expert in history. Like the average man is an expert in cool motorcycles and ball games and how to be cool with the buds. And I look at these men and I go, look, you need to be cool when it comes to knowing how the world works. They're like, why you were about that. I'm like, listen, you have no idea how much trouble we're in. If you just spend a little time being a real man, we could turn this around. If you take it personal. But no, they've got you so used to foreigners telling you you're a redneck scum American. I mean, they get on the news, MSNBC, CNN, and trash the entire South and say we're all stupid and dumb. They say Texas is pathetic and we're all mentally retarded. You've all heard it. And really, that's statistically not true. And there's more CEOs from Texas than any other area of the country. And the list goes on and on. These guys don't live in the real world. They haven't been in the high councils of power where half people in the room are from Texas. They just sit there and act like morons and feel elitist all day. I don't care if you're from New York City. I don't care if you're from Chicago, California, wherever. I love you. You're an American. I love you if you live in Nigeria or Japan. I want you to be free. And it makes me sick to see how they used multiculturalism to bring this country down. Now, here's the toll-free number to join us. It's the Sunday number, different than the weekday number. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. First-time callers that have good phones. That's all I ask. 877-789-ALEX. All right. And we'll take two segments of calls, and I'm going to end the final segment with the intro of Friday night's InfoWars Nightly News with a good Brit, guy that makes England proud, Paul Joseph Watson, 30 years old and working for me for 10 years, and just every day his stories go nationwide. I mean, just savage reporter when it comes to research. And so we're going to have him in the final segment just because it's so good. I was watching it, rewatching the InfoWars Nightly News because I have different hosts and people that do it. I do it some of the time. I always follow reports every night, but Paul Watson's only problem is he and his wife are not here in Austin, Texas. And I'll just drop the hammer on him and make him move here, you know. I can do that, you know. I'm just so nice to the whole crew. But Watson is a rock star of liberty. Okay, let's go to all these clips. This is Bloomberg saying we just want sensible gun control. And by the way, I have him in the AP and political ticker. Bloomberg, no one has defended the Second Amendment as much as I have. That's a quote. He wants total bans, has a total ban in New York. And see, they say the Second Amendment now means turn your guns in. Before, they said it didn't mean the right to own guns. Now it means you can have a musket loader on a blue moon locked up at a gun range like England, where they then banned all the hunting after that. So let's go ahead. And see, people say Second Amendment isn't about hunting, and I agree it's about defense against criminals and government. But hunting's the key to it, though, in the culture. That's why all over the world they're banning hunting. No. When I say Bloomberg, it's Bloomberg financing the video. Yeah, no, it's the. In fact, let me just dig the notes out right here so I can give people the actual name of Bloomberg's new program. We'll go ahead and play this. Yeah, this is demandaplan.org with another White House petition where they're saying, give us a plan. Obama already has a plan. Take your guns, register them, put you on a no-gun buy list outside law. Let's go to this sickening clip with people like Jamie Foxx in it who got up on the news and said, let's kill all the white people. And Chris Rock, I mean, you know, these guys are, is that idiot comedian's name? All I hear is his racist comments from time to time. Yeah, that's his name. And again, it's like, oh, well, they're black. They can't be racist. So let's go to this clip. Here it is.
Columbine.
Virginia Tech.
Tucson.
Aurora.
Fort Hood. Oak Creek. Newtown.
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 How many more? How many more? How many more colleges? How many more classrooms?
How many more movie theaters?
How many more houses of faith?
How many more shopping malls?
How many more street corners?
How many more?
How many more?
Enough.
How many more
Enough.
Nazi Germanys?
Enough.
How many more Chinas?
Demand a plan.
When the Klan took their guns after the Civil War.
As a dad. As a friend.
As useful idiots.
As a husband.
As authoritarian pimps.
In America.
By the foreign-owned Hollywood mafia system.
As an American.
Oh.
As a human being.
As a human being. They couldn't get him to say American.
Demand a plan.
Demand.
No more.
Bloomberg. Run everything.
It's not too soon.
It's too late.
Bloomberg says what you can eat.
Before we all know someone who
Bloomberg says you should live in a 200-square-foot apartment.
No more
who they might have been. No more
if we had just done something.
All right, that's enough. Shut up, Aniston. Let me tell you, I made a note of any of these actors. I promise. I don't watch a lot of Hollywood stuff anyways. I will never go to any film that these turds are in, okay? Because they're so stupid. Let me explain something to everybody. Government killed over 260 million people. University of Arizona, University of Hawaii, democide reports. Look up democide, murder by government. Non-military, 260 plus million, murder by government. And every time they take the guns. And remember the Native Americans? Turn your bows and arrows and guns in, and we'll be nice to you after. How'd that work out for them? Crime's gone down over 20% in the FBI.gov statistics. Look them up. Just type in crime statistics, crime going down. Violent crime, and the FBI admits it's gun ownership. These people want to use these dead kids with some Prozac head whose mother bought the guns jumping through 100 hoops in Connecticut, and they want to take our guns because of somebody else committing a crime. And Bloomberg has organized this to come after our basic liberties. It's incredible. When we come back, I got another clip where they again say it's racist white people that want to own guns. And then your phone calls straight ahead.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters. The health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you were about to receive. We are here setting brush fires in the minds of men and women of every race, color, and creed worldwide. If you know about the globalists and their plan for world government against humanity, their dehumanization, if you have liberty beating in your heart, then we are brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of race, color, creed, we need to come together against the New World Order and realize what they're doing. We've got a lot of other international news I need to get to. We'll cover a lot of it tomorrow on the daytime show, 11 to 2 Central, but I promise to go to your calls. But let's go to, how do you pronounce this lady's name? Anthea Butler on MSNBC, and she actually sounds nice about this. She's not like Jamie Foxx. We played the clip saying, you know, I want to kill all the white people. We kill all the white people. Isn't that fun? Again, it's just a sick division. They want us divided to politically control us. She talked about how on MSNBC, how whites want guns because they're scared of the black and brown people. Remember how they said, oh, don't buy guns. Obama will never try to take your guns. I mean, he said as a state senator, he believes in the total ban. The current attorney general is on record. But look, 3 weeks before this happened, this came out a month ago. This came out in late November. InfoWars magazine. This man wants your guns as the cover. And it's Obama standing on top of the American flag or sitting on top of the American flag in the chair. And it gets into how they're coming after the guns, how they'd use executive orders to do it. And now Reuters is like, it's the law. He can ban your guns by executive order. Well, that's not what the law says. But they think their readers are stupid. They talk to you. It's the law. The government can blow your head off for no reason. It's the law that the government can, that the state police can stick their hand inside your body for no reason. When the state police in Texas were first defending pulling people over and sticking their hands inside their bodies until the public blew up and they went, okay, you're right, we shouldn't have done that. Government has gone crazy. And no, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. I got to say this because I was driving to work Thursday and heard local talk radio in Austin saying, oh, Alex thinks the world's going to end tomorrow. And then I had local TV call me and national TV call me Friday saying, the world isn't ending. You said it was going to end. What do you think? KXAN called her. Look, I've never said the world was going to end. I said 2012 was a hoax for 16 years plus on air. I get asked it all the time. I'm sick of it. I'm so glad it's over. What's going to end is our republic and our dollar and our freedom and your pension funds if this continues. That's why we're getting prepared. I'm seeing all these emails going, oh, 2012 didn't happen. I knew. I just know the public so well. Okay, there you go. And the mainstream media thinks you're so stupid that they're going to tell you I said that to try to discredit me. Are you really that dumb, folks? No, you're not. And it doesn't matter. Some people are dumb. They're going to watch Piers Morgan, 500,000 of them a day. The majority are going to listen to shows like this and are waking up. But the last thing you got to wake up to is they are creating the illusion they've got momentum to take your guns. The illusion that Obama really won. We've had top election fraud experts on who are nonpartisan like Bev Harris. The other puppet won, but they had it rigged that way too. They want to, it's the end of libertarian and conservatism. This is a mandate for socialism, so say the socialists. It's a mind game. It's a hoax. Go to Republican and Democratic Party events and shout them all down. The real Tea Party. All parties. Go after them all. They're bankrupting America. The Republicans are going to give tax increases Clinton didn't even dream of because it's better than Obama. See how that game works? It's, look, Boehner and all, I know he says his name's Boehner. Brett Favre says his name's Favre. It's Favre. How do you say Favre's real name? Favre. Favre. What's wrong with that? Boehner, Favre. We're done with all of you. All of you Boehners. Let's go ahead and go to your calls here quickly before we go to break and come up with another segment of calls. Look at these loaded phone lines. Who should I go to first here? Who's up first? Solo Cat from Nebraska. You're on the air, evil American. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Solo Cat 1980. I have three quick points. My buddy found a tracker chip in the handle of his pistol. And I don't know if many people know about that.
Oh, you didn't know about that? Most new guns have RFID trackers on them, sir. Yeah. Well, everybody gets one. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
All the new tires have tracker chips in them. I mean, the NSA admits they're spying on you. I thought I was a conspiracy theorist saying the NSA was spying on us through keywords. Now they admit that they're doing it illegal. I thought I was a conspiracy theorist. They come after our guns. Oh, now they are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I also wanted to make the point that over the past few days, when I visit your site, it doesn't happen every time, but every once in a while, I don't know if there's an ad that's linked to your site that's doing it, but it gets my browser gets hijacked off into another site as your site is.
No, what's happening is that system-wide, we looked into it. It's a bunch of viruses that are based on the browser you're using and then an index that's in that virus. It's not us. It's also, if we even link to mainstream news now, when you follow the link, the mainstream news has it, loads back on. And then whatever site you went to the link on, it loads when you go to it. I forget the name of it. My IT guys were telling me about it Friday. But, that's not us. We sent out an email to people. I forget the name of it. They said the name of it. It's like Black Hole something, I think. It's all over the web. It's something like 56 million servers are infected, okay? So, I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, I know you guys weren't doing it. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of it, what was going on.
Yes, we're aware of it, and it is it's embedded in images, not ours. We can't hot link to images now, and we can't even have, like, boxes that open up on the message board that show other people's websites because it can come through there. I mean, the web's going to have more and more of these problems. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And then they're going to use that to take over with cybersecurity. It's like they launched Stuxnet a year and a half ago against Iran, and our government, who designed it, then said we need to take over the web because of Stuxnet. Dan in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing? I just had a comment and a question. My comment is I can't even see how people watch MSNBC. I just watch it to get a laugh and see what they're talking about.
No, every time I turn it in, it's like, all whites are racist. Owning guns and having children are racist. Fathers are racist. Socialism is the only way. Mao Zedong was good. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, they lie about the Second Amendment. Only police and military should have any guns.
Look, they did a report on me and Ron Paul last year and said, Ron Paul wants to kill people and wants violence. And then said, here's a clip of Alex calling for violence. And they cut to a clip of me reading a news article saying violence isn't good, but clipped it. I mean, look, they treat their audience like they're garbage.
Because most people in this country that watch, there's people that are so in a trance, they don't know anything. Like in Oregon where I'm at, if people think the Obamas, the Sateros are so wonderful and they're eating ice cream in Hawaii. And I go, no, I can't even talk to people anymore. It's so liberal here. And people are just so gone, and they're just in their cars driving with this look on their face. People are just in a trance, and it's
sir, they're medically in a trance. I've shown the articles. Just type in television Alzheimer's, BBC, AP, Reuters. And this stuff's actually in the mainstream news. They're not even denying it. The general public has now lowered their brainwaves the last 50 years. IQs have lowered physically, and people are in a near sleep state. They're just these little jellyfish, lazy jellyfish that kind of just... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I try to talk to people about stuff, give them an Obama deception movie. People are just in a trance.
No, that's what it is. Piers Morgan is king of the zombies. He wants you to be a dumb zombie because he's not a real man. He needs a dumbed-down fluoride head on GMO to control so he can feel big.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Hollywood and the mainstream media ran the hoax that December 21st, 2012 was the end of the world. We said it was a fraud. That was not a hard call. And here we are still alive, and now they're going to blame the alternative media for the hoax when they're the ones behind it. That's how they work. They count on you being dumbed down and unconscious. They're also running a new hoax saying that 20 dead children in, out of a country of 315 million is the end of the world. It's sad for those children, but the system is using this to enslave us. We're going to cover statistics with Paul Watson coming up in the next segment. Here's a Town Hall article. I saw this a few days ago, never got to it. There's video. Obama called a newborn baby a fetus outside the womb. People thought it was a typo that he messed up. No, they're now saying children up to three are fetuses, and the new bioethics boards are calling for them to be killed up to age three. If you think I'm joking, look it up. It was the Journal of Bioethics earlier this year. And again, we'll cover all this throughout the week on the weekday show. Let's race through your calls. Quick comment from each caller, Dylan, Lindsay, and others. Dylan in Arkansas, you're on the air. Bloomberg says that he wants to have all your guns banned and that Obama is set to try to physically make you turn them in, Cuomo says, and they're going to pay you money back for them. How's that sound?
Hello?
Yes, Dylan.
Hello, ma'am?
You're on the air, buddy, right now.
Okay. I did not intend to turn mine in. And I think these gun buyback programs are ridiculous because criminals aren't going to turn theirs in. But what I called for was I wanted to make a suggestion for another petition on the White House website, and that is that the president make the White House a gun-free zone, that if he thinks that gun-free zones in the schools make the school children safer, then the White House should be a gun-free zone to make the president safer. And all the
pure genius, pure genius, pure genius. I will call Kurt Nemo or Adon Salazar or Watson, one of our seven or eight writers. In fact, I'm going to codify this. You're absolutely right. We should start, like Jesse Ventura said last Monday on the show, we should start, in fact, Ventura said make it a gun-free zone. So we should call for the White House, since guns are so bad, period, that it should be a gun-free zone as an example. And to be sarcastic, say our military should lay down their firearms. Of course, it's what the UN wants in the end game anyways. Go ahead, genius Dylan.
Yeah, well, if it makes the school children safer, then logically it should make the president safer. And, of course, the whole problem is that the Fast and Furious operation shows that the Obama administration is total criminals. They're willing to give guns to criminals and get hundreds of people killed for that. And the idea that we're going to be safer with only these monstrous criminals having guns, is just totally ridiculous.
That's right. We should also have a petition to, we should also have a petition for Obama to fake cry like he did for the poor Sandy Hook kids, for all the hundreds of kids he killed in Mexico with Fast and Furious. Great points. Thank you so much, Dylan. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know some national Republican talk show hosts that will go unnamed have said don't sign White House petitions. It'll give them a list. John Hancock signed his name on the Declaration of Independence. If you're afraid of being on list, move to North Korea. It's that attitude that will give you North Korea. Here's an analogy. I've noticed on the hike and bike trail, even in 20-foot wide areas, the bike riders, even in areas they're not supposed to be on, the mountain bikers, think it's their area. And everyone gets out of their way. So they'll come over to where you're at and then tell you, you'll get out of my way. So a guy told me to get out of his way yesterday. And I said, man, you were just 10 feet over there. And he kind of bowed up. And I said, what are you, big tough guy? And he went and grumbled off with him and his buddy, thought they were going to intimidate me. Same thing with cops and government. They've bowed up to us so much and we've acted like we're bad guys. Oh, yes, sir. I watch people on the hike and bike trail. They cower when bikes come with a 10-foot wide deal over to the side. And oh my God, you're my king. It's the same thing with government. Stop cowering. And again, I've been watching. I'm going to go hide a camera in the bushes, and I'm going to videotape this on the hike and bike trail and show people groveling to the bikes because they're about 2 feet higher than you. They literally, not all of them, most of them are nice, but every 10th bike is a control freak. And they'll actually say, get out of my way. And I'm like, and the guy stopped and bowed up. I said, well, I don't want to say on air, but I just told him, I said, listen, tough guy, go ahead and do something. Of course, he got all upset with him and his buddy and left. See, they wanted to have the symbol of dominating me, not actually do it. But you think you're going to, like, dominate Captain Caveman right there on the spot, do you? Okay, let's go ahead. And again, it's not that I'm like, nobody's going to dominate me. I'm real friendly and nice till I sit there and watch these people. And the bike riders are just like government. They're just like government. They think they're your God, and your bending over has made them think they're God. You ever run from a dog, comes running out of its house? You run, what happens? You get bit. You say, go inside, dog. It backs off. Government's got to be told, you're the servant. Back off right now. That is actually the voice I said. And I said, all right, tough guy. You're bowing up. Get off the bike right now. You're looking at me too? Come on. Let's put something behind all this. Anyways, and it wasn't because I was wanting to be loud at him. I just wanted him to know, listen, I'm not here to bend over, pal. Let's go ahead and talk to Lindsay in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
I just want to tell you that I have been listening to you for about 4 years. I am a Tangy Tangerine buyer. And I went ahead and signed up for your year program the other day because I want to see you in the evenings, too.
Well, thank you for the support.
I, Well, you know, you totally deserve it. You deserve it. You, fanatical or not, you speak some truth.
Oh, I am fanatical. I'm red-blooded, man. Listen,
well, back it up.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
I was really calling. One of the reasons that I went ahead and bought the year membership to Prison Planet TV was I was a little freaked out on Friday when the Secret Service visited you. Can you speak on that this afternoon? How did that work out for you?
Oh, about the Secret Service visit Friday?
Yes, I showed that to my father, who has been a practicing attorney in Texas for 30 years, and he was absolutely astonished.
Oh, yeah, the Secret Service has come. They come here on average about once a year, and the subpoena, as usual, said I couldn't say what it was about. A lawyer obviously says generally I can say that it was not about us. It was about idiots on the message board calling for violence, and they were here for a single IP address on a single fool. And again, folks, don't go to the Infowars.com message board or the comments and call for the murder of this public figure or that public figure that's in government. I think there's been like 3 or 4 people over the years arrested. I mean, but again, once it's in the news, if they arrest the guy, I can talk about it once it's in the news. But that's basically it.
Well, I sure am glad that you are at your desk this Sunday afternoon. And I'm trying to turn some people on to things like Agenda 21, and people are they think it's a unicorn. It's absolutely crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mayor Bloomberg, who is a big real estate mogul on top of all his other activity, they want to raise property taxes where about 80% of the money you pay is in taxes. And so instead of living in a 1,000-square-foot apartment, you live in a 200 to 250. See, but then he's going to, you know, be worth $25 billion and have giant, 70,000 square foot palaces or whatever. I mean, it is a total joke. Mayor Bloomberg is an authoritarian pig. God bless you, Lindsay. Thanks for putting up with us. Jeff in Delaware, last caller for this segment. Go ahead.
You couldn't be any more correct when you said that people are fearful of this government. I am sickened at the height of how people are fearful of this
government. We better not sign a petition. They'll get us. Ooh.
Yeah,
we better get scared. People actually do this on the hike and bike trail. In one area, it's 20 feet wide, and they get up against the bushes and go, when a bike comes by, and the bikes will come over to show you they're dominant. And my new thing is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure if you visited the message board. I've been a follower of yours for quite a while, and I posted a message on your board saying how I even backed up these downtown vision people from putting extra cameras, and I've had one even follow me for over a week.
And engage them. There's more of us than them. They've got their UN Agenda 21 operatives everywhere, taking everything over, community organizers. Engage them. You can walk out on any city street, and their operatives are out there. Engage the enemy. It is a war. Engage them in InfoWars. Start YouTube channels. Start local blogs. Start newsletters. Go to local talk stations and say, I want to do a one-hour-a-week show. Show them your YouTube videos. They'll put you on air. Engage. Become leaders. Fight them. Crush them. Defeat them. David, William, Jay, Chris, Chuck, I apologize. I don't have time to get to you because Paul Watson's coming up with a segment from InfoWars Nightly News. You got to get in a maniac mode. Most people get in a maniac mode about sports, not about freedom. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, and sodium fluoride, Harvard admits, that brain damages you in the tap water or the toothpaste. You need to get upset about that. Get upset about the New World Order.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's December 21st, 2012. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is InfoWars Nightly News.
Tonight, the New York governor says gun confiscation and forced buyback is an option.
Plus, CNN continues to push the redcoat-style gun ban. And Chinese pharmaceutical companies are accused of selling pills made from dead babies.
The Korea Customs Service said they were made in northeastern China from babies whose bodies were chopped into small pieces and dried on stoves before being turned into powder.
That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Top story tonight, Kurt Nimmo, Infowars.com. New York governor, gun confiscation and forced buyback, an option. This is also up on DrudgeReport.com tonight. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state of New York is serious about gun confiscation. The Democrat and former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development told an Albany radio station he plans to propose a package of draconian legislation during his State of the State address next month. And this is what he's calling for. Quote, confiscation could be an option. Mandatory sale to the state could be an option. Permitting could be an option. Keep your gun, but permit it, the governor said. And of course, this is in New York where you already have to jump through, you know, 100 flaming hoops simply to get a gun in the first place. And isn't it the height of hypocrisy again, as we've said many times, that Cuomo himself, just like Mayor Bloomberg, has his own armed bodyguard, but is now lecturing the American people that they're going to have to potentially turn their guns in. It's okay for the crime bosses to be armed, to be protected with guns. American citizens are scum. You don't get that right. And so for all the people who say, you know, well, the American people will never turn in their firearms, it's never going to happen, just look at Hurricane Katrina. When the troops, when the National Guard came knocking, you know, even in the high and dry areas which were unaffected by the storm, they turned their guns in. You know, the quote from the police chief was, no one will be allowed to be armed, we will take all the guns. And in many cases, they did. So that's a fallacy that some Americans won't turn their guns in. Whether it happens on a widespread basis remains to be seen. But we're drawn back and back again to this whole fallacy that you need government permission, permits, to exercise a God-given right of self-defense. So basically, Cuomo's thrown his lot in with Michael Moore, Piers Morgan, Mayor Bloomberg, Obama, and of course the communist Chinese government calling for the American people to be disarmed. And they're all on message calling for law-abiding American citizens to be disarmed, to have their Second Amendment rights stripped. Along with the mainstream media, which brings us on to our next story, CNN pushes British-style gun ban. A letter to President Obama written by the sister of one of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims, which called for a British-style gun ban that would restrict firearms to shooting ranges and nullify the Second Amendment, was read out live on air by CNN host Anderson Cooper. And you can watch this video at Infowars.com. So basically, it was a family friend of one of the children tragically killed in the massacre. She goes on CNN, hands Anderson Cooper this letter written by the sister of seven-year-old Daniel Barden, who, of course, was tragically killed during the shooting. And, you know, it's heartfelt. It's got emotional imagery. You know, there's pictures of the memorial services in the background. And this is the letter that Anderson Cooper read out. It said, quote, my name is Natalie Barden, and I wanted to tell the president that only police officers and the military should get guns. If people want to do it as a sport, then they can go to a shooting range and the guns would not be able to leave there. Which, of course, is ironic because it was the very fact that because only the police were armed in this area, remember it was another gun-free victim disarmament zone, a criminal safe zone, that's the very reason why nobody could stop Adam Lanza dead in his tracks until the police showed up, by which time he'd already killed 27 people because nobody had a gun to defend the kids with. So the very thing that ensured the massacre was as deadly as it could be is being promoted by CNN with this added layer of emotional manipulation. The open appeal to eviscerate the Second Amendment and go under a British-style gun ban where you can only have your guns in the shooting club, in the shooting range. By law, they're not allowed to leave there, which, you know, never mind the guns. In Britain, the guns went decades ago. Now, we're not even allowed to defend ourselves with a baseball bat or a knife, you know, in fear of being prosecuted by the criminal who's breaking into your house. So that's how it starts, with the gun ban. Of course, the handgun ban, all handguns made illegal back in 1996 in Britain after another school massacre. In the 10 years that followed, gun crime doubled because it does nothing to stop crime. It only disarms law-abiding people. But Yahoo News described this letter as, quote, poignant, and said it relayed, quote, a clear and thoughtful belief that guns did not belong in the hands of most civilians. And yes, is the fact that a gun was not in the hands of a teacher or a school official, that's the very reason itself why Lanza was able to tragically kill all those children unimpeded. So now we've got CNN openly pushing for a British-style, forget about semi-assault rifles, a full British-style gun ban, handguns, the whole shebang, all of it gone. That's what CNN's pushing for now. And on that subject, again, gun grabbers call for re-education programs in public schools. This is an article by Brandon Smith out of altmarket.com. And it's a response to a Reuters piece, which I believe we featured on the show a couple of days ago, which basically called, again, not only for the assault rifles to be banned, but for the entire shebang to go, handguns and everything, complete evisceration of the Second Amendment. Quote, the answer, according to gun grabbers, is to force schools to re-educate your children to fear and disdain the very idea of gun ownership. Again, we're back to that whole idea of making even the discussion of guns taboo and something dirty, something that's said in hushed tones. Quote, this is almost the equivalent of prima nocta policy against the gun rights movement. Essentially, the Reuters author's philosophy is to breed us out, taking away our ability to pass on our Second Amendment principle to our children through propaganda conditioning instead of trying to fight us head on. And it's a rebuttal to this Reuters piece which states, quote, this is what they're calling for. If we can link federal funds to mandatory standardized testing, then we can certainly do the same for gun control education. So, of course, remember Eric Holder's quote from back in 1995, we must brainwash people on guns. That's precisely now what's being advocated at the school level. And, of course, all this is necessary for the gun grabbers because the majority of American citizens, despite what you've seen over the course of the past week, do not support gun control. Even in the very first few days after the Sandy Hook massacre,
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils.